Fox Sports Radio.
To the top of the fifth inning, Sendelbach, Samuelson, and Gipp to hit for the Evergreens. They lead 4-0. The Merrill Blue Jays had men in scoring position, had two on in the second and in the fourth, and were turned away both times by Evergreen starter Ty Treader. Here's Brady Sendelbach, single and reached on an error. So this will be his third plate appearance against Alex Mann, who's out to work the fifth. First pitch to Sendelbach, first ball swinging to the third baseman. Chase Bunnell has it and throws across the diamond. Sendelbach is retired for the first time this afternoon. Today's baseball broadcast is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meats your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Trevor Samuelson reached on a fielder's choice his last time and came around to score. Takes a pitch down low, ball one. Yeah, Samuelson got himself into scoring position by stealing third base and then would come home on a wild pitch. One ball, no strikes here. He's taking and takes a strike, 1-1. This game is played pretty quickly. Looking at the official Fox Sports chronometer, it is only 6:15. The East-West game, second part of our broadcast doubleheader, is a 7:30 start. Pitches away, balls and one strike. The Evergreens have been methodical here. Got a run in the first inning. Back-to-back two-out hits. Pushed three more across off the plate, rolling back to the mound. That's a foul ball. I think that's a foul ball. Nope, that ball rolled into play. Trevor Samuelson thought that was a foul ball and stayed there in the batter's box as the pitcher, Alex Mann, picked it up and threw over to first base. Trevor Samuelson can't believe it. Two outs and nobody on. Hunter Gipp, the DH, will hit. Gipp has struck out both times and is kind of a frustrated ball player right now. Let's see if Hunter can give one a ride here. Swing and a miss, you bet. He was looking to dunk that in the Prairie River over the left field fence. Big cut, big miss, 0-1. Gipp is 0-2. Again, with nobody on, Hunter Gipp can swing freely in this spot. Swings at a high one that's above his shoulders. That's the one that the big home run hitter has to lay off. Down in the count, no balls and two strikes. I think of all the Evergreens, we were just going to have just batting practice like a team home run derby. I think Hunter Gipp would probably hit the ball furthest. And that ball is well hit. Center field going back. It's over the center fielder's head. Hunter Gipp's going to have a long single. Going to try for second. There'll be a play at second base. Hunter Gipp is out. Hunter just doesn't run well. Hit that ball well. Got it over the center fielder's head, Aaron Kofall. Hunter Gipp should have been satisfied with a long single. Instead, he is out at second, and that is the third out, bringing the inning to an end. The Evergreens do not score, and we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Evergreens 4, Blue Jays nothing on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Mother's Day is coming up, and there's nothing your mother won't do for you, so there's something you need to do for her, or for your wife, or how about your mother-in-law? Knock all these birds out with just one call, with just one click. Sherry's Berries has a special Mother's Day designed just for the mom, the wife, or the mother-in-law in your life. Sherry's Berries are topped with chocolate chips, pink, shimmer, sugar, and swizzles. You choose your delivery date to ensure that your mom, wife, mother-in-law, significant other gets your gift of Sherry's Berries exactly when and how you want her to. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Don't wait until the last minute. Visit berries.com today to order freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. For all the moms in your life, you want to make her happy? Double the berries for just $10 more. Mother's Day is May 12th. So visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Enter the code Doug. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Enter the code Doug.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
The sun is moving to the far western sky over the left field fence here at Athletic Park in Merrill. A very comfortable afternoon for baseball. Evergreens have a comfortable 4-0 lead as the Blue Jays bat in the bottom of the fifth inning. First ball hitting to center field, Cade Severson diving. He got it! No, he didn't. Thought Cade Severson had that. He was diving out there, and he's frustrated, too. He swipes his hat off the ground as Cade Severson laid out and had that ball go off his glove. He may have lost control of that baseball as he hit the ground. Cade Severson almost with a spectacular catch. Instead, Aaron Kufall, first ball swinging, is on first base. Peyton Becker to bat now, and he's first ball swinging too. Strike one. He's over the top of a pitch that's down in the dirt. That was almost a great play in center field from Cade Severson. Cade's out there with his hands on his hips like he's still frustrated that he didn't hang on to that ball. So close. Instead, 0-1. This ball is hit to right center field and well hit. Back, and it's up against the wall over the head of Trevor Samuelson. Are the Blue Jays going to score a run here? No, they will hold the lead runner at third base. The Blue Jays get a single and a double to greet Ty Treader here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody out. Ty Treader worked out of a second and third situation with one out. They'll have to escape from this spot here. Chase Bunnell, top of the Merrill batting order, to hit now. Kofall at third, Becker at second. First ball swinging up the middle, it's a hit. Right back through the box, one run will score. Going to try and score the second run. Yes, two runs are in. With one swing of the bat, the Evergreens' lead has been cut in half. It's 4-2. Back-to-back-to-back hits. And the Blue Jays have two runs across. Here's Pearson Pion, who's 0-2. Blue Jays have kind of changed their approach. They're swinging on Ty Treader early in the count. And this was the bottom part of the Blue Jays order that got this rally going. Still nobody out. Pearson Pion to hit, and that's outside, ball one. So the Evergreens now four runs on seven hits and one error. The Blue Jays with two runs on five hits and an error, and three of those hits coming this inning. Ground ball to second base. Miles has it, throws wildly to first base. That's a throwing error on what should have been an out. And the runner who is going to be out at first will advance to second. Lead runner stops at third. The tying runs are now on base after a Jackson Miles throwing error. Still no one out for Cordell Rankin. Should have been an out. So two plays that could have been outs, and instead there are no outs. A diving try in center field that was almost a spectacular catch, and now an infield throwing error. Here's Cordell Rankin, who takes strike one at the knees. Rankin is struck out and grounded out. A hit to the outfield ties this ball game. 0-1 pitch. Ty Treader is still working from the set and left that pitch up high. Someone should tell catcher Brandon Jellick, may want to come out, tell Ty Treader he can work from the full windup here with the runners at second and third. Treader is full leg kick. Coming home, that's outside. Two balls and one strike. So it is the Evergreens that kind of have to sweat for the first time this afternoon. Evergreens are still playing the infield back, which means to me that the Evergreens are confident that they can get more runs. This ball is hit down the left field line. It is foul. Good contact there. Line drive foul. Down to the left field corner. 2-2. Yeah, the Evergreens still are opting to keep the infield back here, so a ground ball on the infield would score a run for the Blue Jays. Get them even closer. 2-2 pitch here, and this ball is popped up to right field. They're going to try and tag this runner. Trevor Samuelson's got a great arm, makes the catch, going to try this throw home. There's going to be a play at the plate. It's a little up the line. The runner scores. Trevor Samuelson's got an incredible arm from out there. A run comes in on a sacrifice fly to right, and it's 4-3. On the throw which came home, the batter also, the trail runner also advances to third base. So that's the tying run out at third with only one out. Holden Smith with a strikeout and a walk. Ball up the third baseline. Fair ball. Evergreens bobble the ball. There won't be a play. Boy, that ball was hit hard up the third baseline. Could have been a play over at home plate. Could have been a play over at third base. It was bobbled by Owen Latondras, and that scored another error. And the ball game is tied. The Blue Jays have come all the way back, 4-4. Only one out. Evergreen's catcher, Brandon Gillick, will come out and speak with Ty Treader. A four-run fifth inning. So that bobbled ball at third base could have easily have been the third out of the inning. Here's Casey Hoffman, who hit a double his last time up. Pitches a strike. The only man on board now is at first base, Holden Smith, who reached on the Latondras error at third. Kind of a tough error, but that play does have to be made. That's properly scored, E5. Outside corner. Come on, Blue. Just off the black, 1-1. Ty Treader needs a friendly outside corner strike, and he didn't get it there. Evergreens is scuffling through this bottom of the fifth inning. The Blue Jays have come back to tie this game. Pitch here is a blooper foul down the first base line, up and over the Evergreens dugout, 1-2. And Ty Treader can help himself with a strikeout here. One out, Holden Smith at first, and Casey Hoffman. Casey at the bat, waiting for a 1-2 pitch. And Ty Treader checks that runner and is coming home. Off-speed pitch, hit to right center field. This is deep. Going back for making the catch is Cade Sievertson. Good play in center field. All the way in right center. That was Trevor Samuelson who came over in right field. Trevor Samuelson making the catch there. Evergreen's getting good outfield play today. That's the second out. The runner retreats to first base. And Spencer Schneider, who has struck out and walked, will hit. This is the lefty-on-lefty matchup again that Ty Treader is hoping will get him out of the inning. Strike one. The Evergreens, looking ahead to the top of the sixth inning, have their bottom third of the order, 7, 8, and 9 to hit, which means in the seventh, the Evergreens' big bats and the top of their order will get one more turn. Pitches up high, 1-1. So that means suddenly we have no idea how this game is going to come to an end. The Evergreens led 4-0. The Blue Jays have touched up Ty Treader for four runs here in the bottom of the fifth, and they may not be done yet. Two outs. 1-1 pitch. Leg kick and coming home. This ball is a pop-up to center field. Should end the inning. Cade Sievertson calling and catching, and the uprising has come to an end. The Blue Jays get four runs. They benefit from three hits and, two errors. And our new score through five complete. D.C. Everest 4, the Merrill Blue Jays 4 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In sports, a trade can make or break your team. A good one can mean a championship, but a bad one can set your franchise back for years. It's no different when it comes to selling or trading in your car. You need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star on your roster. Just go to TrueCar, simply enter your license plate number, and watch your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Got a sports package or a moonroof? Watch as they bump up your car's value in real time. What about high mileage? You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you know how much it dings you in your wallet so you can strategize for your next move. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes. Then just bring in your car into a local certified dealer and they'll check your car with you together. After that, you can cash out or trade in for a new ride. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True cash offer not available in all areas.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Can the Evergreens re-rally and get this game into the win column? I'm Chris Conley. This is DC Everest and Merrill Baseball. East and West renew their baseball rivalry at 7:30 at Athletic Park, and you'll hear that game here on Fox Sports Radio. Baseball Today is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care, Medford, Plover, and Wausau, or online at bonejoint.net. Alex Mann is out for a sixth inning of work, and Brandon Jelic to lead off for the Evergreen. And Jelic takes ball one. The bottom part of the Everest batting order has been productive today. Jelic has hit safely. Wyatt Miles has hit safely, too. Pitch coming home here. That's the high strike that is sometimes and is not other times in today's game. It's one ball and one strike. The Evergreens got one run in the first and three in the third and led 4-0 till the Blue Jays rallied for four runs in the fifth. Up high to Jelic, two balls and one strike. Evergreens would love a leadoff base runner. And Alex Mann needs to know that, but he's working to the bottom of the order. Gotta throw strikes here. 2-1 pitch. And that ball is hit to the shortstop, caught on a line by Peyton Becker. A little bit higher, and that ball lands safely in left field. Instead, Brandon Jelic is retired for the first out of the sixth. Here's Wyatt Miles to bat. A single and a strikeout. And by the way, the single, we were bragging on Wyatt Miles the first time, his first varsity hit. The single was a line drive. Takes a strike, too. Nothing cheap about it. And the Evergreens looking for base runners here. 0-1 pitch. Drops in. Curve. Started at the shoulders. Wyatt Miles wasn't going to swing at it and then broke into the strike zone. That's a nice pitch from Alex Mann, who's ahead in the count 0-2. Ready to work home to Wyatt Miles. Up and in. Bends him back for a ball and two strikes. So, I mean, if the Evergreens don't score, the Evergreens will be out in the field in kind of a pressure spot. Don't want to give up any runs. Don't want to fall further behind in the Blue Jays' bottom half of this sixth inning. Inside-out swing, sinking ball to right field. It drops in. It's a hit for Wyatt Miles. Miles has himself a two-hit afternoon, and the Evergreens have a base runner. It's a pitch that was kind of low. Miles went out and got it, went off the top of the bat, and dunks into the outfield. Delton Zuliger to hit. Delton Zuliger struck out and was hit by a pitch. Do the Evergreens ask for a one-out bunt here? Let's find out with Delton Zuliger up. Zuliger gets to hit away and takes strike one. You'd love for Delton Zuliger to reach and then let Cade Sievertson hit with a man in scoring position. As the Blue Jays have come back from a four-run deficit, the Evergreens are bidding to retake the lead. Throw over to first, diving back safely. Wyatt Miles, the throw gets away from the first baseman, and Miles will move into second base. Boy, that's a big error. Got to be an error there on a throw over to first base. Error on the pitcher. So now the Evergreens, with one out, have two chances to drive that run in. Can Delton Zuliger deliver a hit to the outfield? Or can Cade Sievertson do it? They're trying to sneak that second baseman in behind the base runner. Pitch is way up high. One ball and one strike. air traffic overhead on this clear late afternoon in Merrill, Wisconsin. A ball and a strike with one out. That man on second would give the Evergreens the lead again if he can come around. The pitch is down low, two balls and one strike. Again, in high school baseball, I hate the throw over to first base. It's a low percentage play to get a pickoff, and if you throw wildly, the base runners move up on you. That's what the Merrill Blue Jays are trying to overcome here. Big lead at second. This ball is ground ball to the infield. Slow roller. Play at first. Got him by a step. The runner advances to third. Pitcher had a chance at making that play, but it was the second baseman Holden Smith who had to come in, made the play on the infield grass, and got it over to first base in time. The Evergreens runner crosses over from second to third base. Two outs and a man on third. And the Blue Jays are going to make a pitching change. So much respect for Cade Sievertson that the Blue Jays are going to take Alex Mann out. And they're going to put a relief pitcher in. Waiting to see who this is who will come in to be the pitchers. The entire infield is gathering around the pitcher's mound. And it is Cody Deppes who will come in to pitch for Alex Mann. Deppes moves in from right field to take his warm-up pitches and pitch in relief of Alex Mann. Now, Alex Mann is still responsible for that runner at third base. So we cannot give you the Alex Mann pitching line yet. Yeah, Aaron Kufall moves to right field, and Alex Mann will play center. DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports, brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics. It's your life, it's your smile. Schedule your free consultation with DeVorney Orthodontics, Wausau, Antigo, and Merrill. Call 715-842-5688. 715-842-5688. Did you know the D.C. Everest Athletic Club supports Everest sports and athletes with donations, equipment, and scholarships? Please consider volunteering your time for the D.C. Everest Athletic Club and go Evergreens. Warm-up pitches are over for Cody Deppes, who's a right-hander. And his mission here is to get Cade Sievertson and strand that runner at third. There are two outs. The ball game is tied. And this is a clutch spot for Cade Sievertson. Deppes is a junior. In fact, the Merrill Blue Jays decide that they want to pitch to Cade Sievertson. Jackson Miles awaits on deck. This is probably a mistake. I mean, Cade Sievertson has a .450 batting average. Jackson Miles, who is still capable, but is hitting .263. First pitch is down low for a ball. Probably the right way to play this would be giving the intentional walk to Cade Sievertson. Sievertson almost made a diving catch in that four-run fifth inning. Pitch there is a strike. He's taking all the way. So he's going to make Deppes throw strike one. And there it is. One ball, one strike. And Sievertson was upset. I mean, that could have been a leadoff out. Instead, that leadoff man who reached on a diving attempt that came up just short was one of the four Merrill runs. This ball is swinging foul back. A ball and two strikes. So Deppes, the relief pitcher, is ahead in the count. Cade Sievertson, I tell you, is one of the Evergreens' best hitters with two strikes. Sievertson can still deliver in this spot. Two outs, 1-2 coming home, off-speed pitch, and it's a hit to right field. The Evergreens retake the lead. That's weird pitch selection. An off-speed pitch that broke right into the strike zone, and Cade Sievertson, bingo, with two outs, did not miss that one. And the Evergreens are back on top, 5-4. A big two-out hit for Cade Sievertson that scores Wyatt Miles from third base. That's as big an RBI as the Evergreens have had all season. The Evergreens are laboring to get this one against the Blue Jays into the win column. And here is Jackson Miles, who takes strike one. Jackson walked and scored back in the Evergreens' three-run third inning. Keep this rally going, as the Evergreens would like more than one insurance run, as this game looks like it'll be nip and tuck right down to the final out. Off-speed pitch is way up high. Runner is going to second base. Think he's safe. No, he's out. Called out on an attempted steal. Cade Sievertson gets a big RBI, but is thrown out at second base for the third out of the inning. The Evergreens retake the lead thanks to two hits and an error. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth with the Evergreens now up 5-4 on the Merrill Blue Jays on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Let's say your big investment, the car or truck you drive, is in need of some body repair. A collision, a dent that just showed up, scratches, paint restoration. It needs some TLC. Well, nationwide, one name stands out for being totally committed to body work. It's not a sidelight or something on the menu. Abra is a body shop. End of story. The Wausau location is bright, shiny, and new. And come to think of it, that's a good description of what they can do for what you drive. One name, one specialty. Abra Auto Body on Wausau's north side.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and a match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Pitching change for the Evergreens. We will tell you about it in just a moment. Ty Treader's afternoon has come to an end. Tommy Alston, senior, on to pitch the sixth, trying to make a one-run lead hold up. The Blue Jays have the bottom part of their order, 7, 8, and 9, due to hit, which means in the seventh inning, if the Blue Jays need to come up to bat, the top of their order will get one more chance to hit. Pressure spot for Tommy Alston as the Evergreens have retaken the lead 5-4 after the Blue Jays battled back to tie this game at 4 apiece. Here's the pitching line on Ty Treader. He worked 5 innings. Allowed 5 hits. Of the 4 runs that Ty Treader allowed, only 2 were earned. Treader struck out 4 and walked 1. The run that the Evergreens pushed across in the 6th inning belongs to Ty Treader, so he could be the winning pitcher and cannot lose. Opposing relief pitcher Cody Deppes is in, and that's ball 1 from right-hander Tommy Alston. Deppes would be the losing pitcher if the Blue Jays cannot come back and get this game in the win column. There's a strike from Alston. Beg your pardon. Alex Mann, who was relieved with 2 outs in the 5th inning. Yeah, that run was put on by him. It would be Alex Mann, the sophomore starter, who would take the loss if his team can't come back and get him off the hook. Pitch is a breaking ball cutter. Strike 2. Tommy Alston ahead in the count 1-2 to Cody Deppes. Boy, get the leadoff batter here out. Key to pitching success. Outside corner. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Just judged a ball. Tommy Alston turned his back to home plate in disgust. That looked like strike 3. Instead, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deppes will see another one, and he fouls that one off. 2 balls and 2 strikes. I get that our umpires are human. The strike zone's been inconsistent today. And, you know, in a tight game, you're just more aware of these things. You know, I mean, no one would say anything if one team's up by 5 or 6 or 7 runs. This is a one-run ball game. 2-2 pitch, just in the same spot. And Tommy Alston, again, just gestured towards home plate, thinking that that was strike 3, and it's judged to be a ball. Suddenly, Tommy Alston is getting squeezed. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him. Alston battles back and gets the strikeout. You know, in that sequence, the last two pitches that were balls, I don't know. Hard to say. Aaron Kufall, who started the rally in the four-run fifth inning, will bat now with one out and nobody on. Kufall is one for two. Most importantly, he bats with no one on base. Again, Alston is trying to nibble at that outside corner. That pitch is indeed off the plate. That's ball one. Alston comes set. He's a quick worker. Tries that off-speed pitch and leaves it way up high. Two balls and no strikes. You don't want to give a free pass in this spot. Baseball is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Simple, straightforward banking that exceeds your expectations. Intercity State Bank. There's the outside corner strike. Two balls and two strikes. Evergreen's got a run in the sixth to retake the lead. And the Blue Jays are batting here in the bottom of the sixth, trying to get it back. 2-2 pitch is outside. The count is full. Tommy Alston has had some very good pitching performances, and he's had some where he hasn't been. So which Tommy Alston do we have today? Payoff pitch coming to Kufall. Swing and a miss. Got him! Big strikeout, Tommy Alston. Well, now, wait a minute. Does our scoreboard have the wrong count? Scoreboard shows that as strike three. Apparently, it is not, because Kufall is still at bat. This ball is hit on the ground to third. Bad bounce, still fielded by Latondras. Throw is in the dirt. Latondras rushed that because of a bad hop and then threw wildly to first base. Kind of tough all around. Latondras thought he was going to have to rush that throw over because the ball hit something in the infield, bounced off to the left of Owen Latondras, and then his throw was wild to first base. For the Evergreens, that is a fourth error today, and the runner moves to second base on the throwing error. And our scoreboard had that as strike three. Ouch. Peyton Becker to bat. The tying run is on second base with one out. For the Evergreens, it's a fourth error today. And now Tommy Alston asks for time, and his catcher Brandon Jellick is going to come out and talk to him. I kind of like that a lot better as strike three. You could probably hear that in my voice. Scoreboard had it as 2-2. I guess the umpire had it at 3-1, I guess. Just not on the same page here at Athletic Park in Merrill. Waiting for the first pitch here to Peyton Becker. He's the number 9 hitter in the Blue Jays order. And again, that high strike, that's called a ball. That was a strike earlier in the ballgame. It's at the letters, maybe a little bit above that. And no one knows, batter or pitcher, doesn't know how that pitch is going to be judged. It's ball one. Becker had a double his last time up. That pitch is indeed high enough. Okay. Lights, camera, action, and a makeup strike one. That pitch practically bended Becker inside, and it evens the count at one ball and one strike. The pitch that was a ball was a strike, and the pitch that was a strike was really a ball. 1-1 pitch coming here, and that's a wild pitch that goes back to the screen. The tying run will move up from second to third base. Tommy Alston's pitch was way, way inside and could not be handled by the catcher, Brandon Jellick. And Alston's behind, two balls and one strike, and the Evergreens bring the infield in, trying to protect a one-run lead. That pitch is up high, 3-1. Again, this is the number 9 man in the Blue Jays' order, so you want a challenge here. Evergreens own the hit column 9-5, but this one-run lead seems shaky right now. Pitch here is outside, ball four. That's the go-ahead run that has just gotten a walk down to first base. Now the Evergreens will play the shortstop and second baseman back at double play depth. Chase Bunnell has done the most at the plate of any of these Merrill hitters. He's 2-for-3. Pair of singles, run scored, and a 2 RBI hit back in the fifth inning. The Evergreens have a 5-4 lead. The Blue Jays have one out and runners on the corners. Throw over to first. That's a bad play. I want nothing to do with that play at first base. I get that the Evergreens are wondering if the double steal is on here. But you throw over to first base and try and pick off that trail runner, that's not going to happen. And you could throw wildly and give up a run from third. Not doing that. Pitch here is hit on the ground to short. The pitcher has it go off his glove, and they're not going to get an out anywhere. Boy, that's unlucky, and the ball game is tied. Tommy Alston tried to reach back across his body to his right side and tried to make a play on that ball. It went off his glove, and it slowed the ball down just enough that there'd be no play by the shortstop, Wyatt Miles. A run comes in on an infield hit, and we're tied 5-5. Boy, is that unlucky. If Tommy Alston misses that ball, it goes right to the shortstop and is an easy out. Maybe a double play. Here's Pearson Payan. The go-ahead run is on at second base. That pitch is inside for a ball. So now the Evergreens have to get out of this without giving up any runs. The Blue Jays have not had the lead for the entire afternoon. But they've battled back to 5-5 and have two men on. Pitch here is way outside, two balls and no strikes. And Everett coach Dave Langman asks for time, and in the middle of this sequence, we'll come out and talk to Tommy Alston. Alston deserves a little better than what he's had. There's been an error, a throwing error, that gave up two bases and allowed the run to score. He has uncorked a wild pitch, though, and a base on balls. In fact, that runner out at second base, that runner that could be the go-ahead run, is there via a walk. And here it's two balls and no strikes. The Evergreens do have a force at any base. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Pop up on the infield. This should be an out. Owen Latondras is calling and makes the catch. There's the second out made by the third baseman on an infield fly. Infield fly rule would have been in effect there regardless. Cordell Rankin to bat. You know, if you have a really smart ball player, you let that ball drop. I mean, on the infield fly, the batter is out. And just see if there's confusion from the base runner. Some of these high school players may not know the infield fly rule. Two outs. Here's Cordell Rankin. Rankin today is 0-2. He does have a sacrifice fly that brought in a run. First pitch from Tommy Alston. First ball swinging. Fly ball center field. Going back. Cade Sievertson's got room. He makes the catch. The inning comes to a close. The Blue Jays have retied the game again, 5-5, but they left two men on base as Tommy Alston got to the third out on a fly ball to center field. We'll go to the seventh and perhaps final innings. May we play extras today? The seventh is up next. D.C. Everest 5, the Merrill Blue Jays 5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
If you've ever stopped at a railway crossing and signals are flashing and you don't see the train, or it looks like it's moving slow and you're thinking maybe you could get across the tracks before the train comes, think about the fact that it's hard to judge the speed of the train, or the fact that the train can't actually stop even if it sees you. Or think about this. In 2018 alone, 270 people were killed at railroad crossings. 270. Stop. Trains can't.
This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcast at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Second time we've been tied in this ballgame. 5-5 D.C. Everest and the Merrill Blue Jays. So you tell me how this one ends. It's a game that just simply could go either way. Cody Depis is out for a second inning of work. The Evergreens of their 2, 3, and 4 hitters, Jackson Miles was at the plate when Cade Sievertson was thrown out trying to steal. And Jackson Miles, damn that high strike, which sometimes is a strike and sometimes is a ball, has just been called strike one on Jackson Miles. 0-1 pitch. Depis is down in the dirt there. One ball and one strike. The top end of the strike zone has been hit or miss, a complete guessing game today. We're waiting on a 1-1 pitch. That's way up high, no question there. Two balls and one strike. Jackson Miles is going to be asked to take a pitch here because the Evergreens would love a base runner here in the seventh inning. You know what? I'll bet you a dollar to a donut. The Evergreens are going to score a run here. Jackson Miles is hitting, and it's a fly ball. The left fielder slips, is still able to recover and make the catch. Pearson Payam has retired Jackson Miles. Well, that's weird. As Payam was trying to make that catch, his back leg slipped out from underneath him, was still able to make that catch. He was down on a knee. Here's Owen Latondras. 2 for 3 today. Brady Sendelbach on deck. First pitch to Latondras. Down low, ball one. Should the Evergreens not score, then we're looking for a scoreless bottom of the seventh, and we're hoping for extras. And these are the Evergreens' best batters. So I think the Evergreens' chances of pushing a run across are pretty good. Latondras has just taken a strike. It's 1-1. One out and nobody on. The Evergreens at one point led 4-0. Blue Jays came back to tie this game 4-4. We're tied 5-5 now. Depi's off-speed pitch bounces in front of the plate. Two balls and a strike. And then we would also have a little bit of a mystery of who do the Evergreens want to pitch in the bottom of the seventh inning. 2-1 pitch. Hitter spot here for Latondras, and he is swinging and punches the ball to the shortstop. Backhanded play. Long throw. He's out. Out by a step. It's a good play by shortstop Peyton Becker, who had an error earlier. Fielded that on two hops and made a strong throw to get Owen Latondras. So, an adventurous out in the outfield and then a slick fielding play on the infield have retired the first two Evergreens. And here's Brady Sendelbach. Sendelbach singled 1 for 3 today, but he hits here with two outs and nobody on. First pitch to Sendelbach. He's first ball swing. It's a fly ball. Center field going back, going back, going back. That ball is up against the wall. Sendelbach has a two-out double for the Evergreens. Sendelbach hits that into the power alley in right center field. Knew right away he wasn't going to try and stretch that to third. You cannot make an out in that spot at third base. So Sendelbach will take a double, and Trevor Samuelson will try and drive this runner in and re-give the Evergreens the lead with two outs. Trevor Samuelson is 0-3 today. Hunter Gipp awaits on deck. Evergreens will opt for a courtesy runner here. Brady Sendelbach goes out. Brady Pazar will be the courtesy runner. Brady Pazar. Trevor Samuelson, senior. Remember the sayings of my high school baseball coach back at Andrew Ward High School in Fairfield. Baseball coach Ed Benjamino would tell us, the big dog walks late. One of those spots right here. Samuelson is first ball swinging and pops it up. It's on the infield. The shortstop catches and the inning is over. Samuelson sees just one pitch and is out. The Evergreens leave the go-ahead runner at second base. So the Evergreens are hoping for extra innings. The Blue Jays could win this game with a run in the bottom of the seventh. We'll be back for Merrill's at-bat when we come back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Not too early to start thinking boats. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
WRIG Schofield Wausau and W230BU 93.9 FM Wausau.
In high school baseball, we play seven innings, and we have reached the bottom of the seventh. This game is tied 5-5. I'm Chris Conley, and the Merrill Blue Jays are taking their final at-bat. The Evergreens are hoping to get this game to extra innings. Tommy Alston will come out for another inning of work. Alston allowed one run to come across in the sixth inning as the Evergreens could not hold a 5-4 lead. Tied 5-5 now, and the Blue Jays will send 4, 5, and 6 in their batting order to the plate. Holden Smith, Casey Hoffman, and Spencer Schneider. There's only one hit in the game between them, so the Evergreens pitching has done a pretty good job holding the middle part of this Merrill batting order in check. Holden Smith has walked, struck out, and reached on an error. Let's see if Alston can get the first out here. A bouncing ball to short. Wyatt throws across. Got him! Wyatt Miles has thrown out Holden Smith. And there's the first out in the bottom of the seventh. Casey Hoffman doubled but did not score back in the fourth inning. In fact, the Evergreens worked out of a couple of jams in the second inning. Blue Jays had runners at first and second with one out, didn't score. Blue Jays had one out and runners at second and third in the fourth inning and didn't score. So the Blue Jays may think they should have more than the five runs they have right now. First pitch to Casey Hoffman is outside for a ball. I mean, what are the things, if you're a pitching coach, that you tell Tommy Alston in the dugout? No walks, throw strikes. Pitch here is inside, and Tommy Alston is down in the count, two balls and no strikes. This has been Alston's problem, kind of ineffective in finding the strike zone, just inconsistent. Two balls, no strikes here. Coming back, inside corner, strike. Casey Hoffman was taking there because you'd love a walk to put that tying run aboard, so you're trying to get ahead in the count. Instead, it's 2-1. Does he get the green light here? Bouncing ball to second base. Jackson Miles got him. There's the second out. So there are two outs and nobody on. Spencer Schneider is 0-2 with a walk. Tommy Alston tries to get this game to extra innings. Tommy Alston comes set. First pitch to Snyder. First ball swinging and fouls that off down the third base line. Back, that's over the chain link fence and out of the ballpark into the neighbor's yard down the left field line. No balls and one strike. I don't like first ball swinging in that spot. Trying to get on any way you can. That pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. DC Everest Baseball is brought to you by Abra Auto Body. Sports is competitive. Automotive body work is competitive, too, until you know everything Abra Auto Body has to offer. Outside corner strike, one ball and two strikes. Abra Auto Body with special equipment, techs with experience, and aluminum certified. Abra Auto Body, Wausau's north side. It's a ball and two strikes. Tommy Alston is one pitch away from getting us to extra innings. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Coming home here, did he check his swing? Called strike three, a 1-2-3 inning. That's the best pitching half inning for Tommy Alston all season. There's a senior redeeming himself. Two extra innings we go. It's been such a nice day. Let's play a little more baseball. To the top of the eighth we go, tied 5-5 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of lumber and masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices. Because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Plus, get delivery to your job site for just $20 when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Fox Sports Radio.
Well, a regulation seven-inning game is not enough to decide this one between the D.C. Everest Evergreens and the Merrill Blue Jays. I'm Chris Conley, and we are in extra innings now, top of the eighth. Hunter Gipp is 1-for-3. He'll lead off against Cody Deppes. Gipp hit what he thought was a should have held as a long single. He was thrown out at second base. And Hunter Gipp fouls off the first pitch for strike one. Yeah, Hunter hit that ball well out to right center field. Just Hunter doesn't run very well. He's got the knee brace on his left side and ankle. That takes an outside corner strike. No balls and two strikes. All of the batters coming up here in the eighth inning have hit safely today. Hunter Gipp has a single. Brandon Jelic has a single, too. And Wyatt Miles is 2-for-3. It's just outside. One ball and two strikes. So the Evergreens, you'd say, have a pretty good chance of getting a base runner. See if they can move him around. The count is one ball and two strikes here in the top of the eighth. And that ball is hit off the plate and foul. Rolls up the third base line and out of play. Cannot brag enough on what a nice afternoon it's been. Only thing that's missing is a W. The Evergreens haven't secured that yet. I think I would have to downgrade the day if this game doesn't go the Evergreens' way. It's been a real pleasant day to be out of doors. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball to short. Kind of a tricky hop for Peyton Becker, who throws, got Hunter Gipp by a step. Hunter is getting down the line as best he can for a guy that's kind of got a bad wheel there. Here's Brandon Jelic. 1-for-3 for the season. 1-for-3 for the afternoon, beg your pardon. 3-for-24 for this season. So Jelic has not accomplished a lot at the plate. But, again, tell me whether this comes down to individual at-bats. Sure it does. No time like now to get on base, get the Evergreens a spot. Wyatt Miles has proved to be an effective bat for the Evergreens, who waits in the on-deck circle. In fact, I'd love to see Wyatt get a chance to hit with a runner aboard. Miles has two hits, and they've both been line drives. So let's see if Jilly can get on board for the Evergreens. First pitch here, ground ball to the left side. This is going to be a deep throw here across the diamond. Got him. Good play from Chase Bunnell, the third baseman. Bunnell cut in front of his own shortstop to field that, and Brandon Jilic is retired. Now here's Wyatt Miles. Wyatt is one of three Evergreens that has a multiple hit game. The others are Cade Sievertson and Brady Sendelbach. Now, Cade and Brady are established bats. Wyatt Miles is not. So let's see if Wyatt can deliver a third hit today. Memorable game for a freshman here. And Wyatt Miles figures into the Everest baseball program for some years to come. First pitch is outside for a ball to Wyatt Miles. Delton Zuliger scheduled to hit, and he is indeed in the on-deck circle if Wyatt Miles can reach. Could the Evergreens get their leadoff hitter Cade Sievertson a chance somehow in this inning? Ball is fouled back. One ball and one strike. Scheduled for a 7:30 start for the second game of our doubleheader, so got some time to resolve this one before we get you to the Wausau East, Wausau West game. 1-1 pitch off speed is in for a strike. 1-2. So now Wyatt Miles has some thinking to do. Seen a couple of fastballs earlier in this sequence, and that curve was over for a strike. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Back with the fastball. Swing and a miss. Wyatt Miles is down on strikes. And Cody Deppes has retired the Evergreens in order in the top of the eighth. The Blue Jays will be coming up to bat trying to win the ballgame when we come right back in 1 minute. A 1 minute break back in our Fox Sports studios on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Hi, it's the Herd. Everybody's trying to eat healthier, but who has the time? We grab whatever's available for lunch or breakfast, skip it all together. We've all been there. 3 o'clock in the afternoon's my trouble time. Not anymore. Now I drink Soylent, a complete meal in a bottle. 20 grams of plant protein, 36 essential nutrients, and great flavors like vanilla, strawberry, chocolate. For my audience, just for my audience, limited time. First time customers can use the code HERD20 on Soylent.com, and you'll get 20% off your first case.
Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, which means you'll soon wonder, what should I get her? It has to be special and trendy and to match her style. Here's an idea. Check out the delicate diamond bands, necklaces, and hoop earrings at Helzberg Diamonds that she can wear solo or layered with other pieces. So for just $199.99 each, she'll stay on trend and feel loved. And you'll save up to $200. Visit a Helzberg Diamond store and check all the boxes on her wish list.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Inning we go. Game's tied 5-5. I'm Chris Conley. This is DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports. Wausau East, Wausau West Baseball to follow. Tommy Alston is out to work another half inning. Tommy Alston retired the Blue Jays in order in the seventh. The Blue Jays relief pitcher Cody Deppes retired the Evergreens in order in the eighth.
Number 18, Jaden Sauce.
Jaden Sauce will come in and will pinch hit for Cody Deppes. So Jaden Sauce ready to hit against Tommy Alston. Not sure what was being discussed in between innings. The home plate umpire, the Merrill coach, and D.C. Everest manager Dave Langman all had a conference in between innings. Pitch from Alston to Jaden Sauce is down low for ball one. Sun is setting just over the west skyline and the left field wall. There's a strike from Tommy Alston, one ball and one strike. This is just like at Athletic Park. We're in the, just like at Simon Field. We're in the late innings. You look into the sun, looking into the sun here. 1-1 pitch. Slow roller to third. Owen LaTondra, strong throw, got him. And Tommy Alston is now retired four in a row. Sure-handed defense by the Evergreens, Owen LaTondra. LaTondra is only a sophomore. And he's been a solid fielder for the Evergreens. Aaron Kufall will now hit. Kufall is 1-for-3. So Tommy Alston, in the last three innings of work, has retired the lead batter. That's huge. Righty to righty, that's outside ball one. Tommy Alston looks in, ready to go again. We're in extra innings. We're in the bottom of the eighth in a 5-5 game. Tommy Alston's pitch is down low, two balls and no strikes. Again, I mean, these extra inning games, everything's magnified. So the walks, which are always problematic for high school pitchers, are even bigger at this spot in the game. That's an outside corner strike, two balls and one strike. Alston, in his first inning of work, thought that the strike zone was tighter than a hat band. was happy to get that outside corner called strike one. 2-1 pitch here, and that's way outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. All right, Tommy Alston has to know that Kufall is going to be taking here all the way. There's no way you swing at this because you want a base runner in this spot. Tommy Alston could lob the ball underhand, and it would be a strike here. Alston's got to be in the strike zone here. 3-1 pitch. Wow, he's hitting. That's a mistake, and it's popped up in foul ground. The Evergreens getting out there. Boy, it's 3-1, and you need a base runner in extra innings, and instead you foul out. There's the second out. Peyton Becker will now hit. You know, one of the things that I have to remember as I do these broadcasts, I mean, I'm an older guy, so I've seen baseball for all my life, and you just know the situations. And some of these kids, teenagers, may not have seen as much baseball. Becker was squaring to bunt and takes inside for ball one. I mean, you know, if you've been watching baseball as long as I have, from, you know, when I was 7 or 8 years old to now, you just eventually know all the situations. You know how the game's supposed to be played. The pitch is just off the outside corner, 2-0. Sometimes what I have to keep remembering is that, you know, these guys, teenagers, may have been what? They may have a decade of baseball knowledge, and you don't know all the spots. 2-0 pitch here, looking to bunt. Pitch is outside, 3 balls and no strikes. There are 2 outs and nobody on. I mean, Peyton Becker is the number 9 hitter. I don't want to be fancy with him. I'll let Becker put the ball in play. Got to throw strikes here. 2 outs, no one on, and the count, though, is 3 balls and no strikes. We're in the bottom of the 8th. Looking to bunt again, takes it back. There's a high strike. And again, with those high pitches, everyone just kind of pauses in the ballpark here. Is that going to be a strike or a ball? That one's judged to be a strike, and it's 1. Alston is coming home again. That's strike 2. So Tommy Alston has battled back to a full count here, as the Evergreens are hoping to get this extra inning game into another frame. 3-2 pitch off speed. Hit ball to left field. Going back is Zuliger. It is off his glove. He was going back, thought he was going to make a play on that ball, and that's a double. That should be scored a hit. Zuliger was going back on that. It is a 2-out double, and that's the winning run at second base for the Blue Jays. Delton Zuliger had that ball go off his glove, though. He was going back on a dead run. It would have been a spectacular catch. The Evergreens have had 2 almost really good catches. Back in the 4-run 5th inning, Cade Sievertson, the center fielder, dove and had the ball go off his glove. I think he lost it as he was crashing to the ground, trying to make a circus catch. Delton Zuliger there was running back and running to his right and had that ball go off. Chase Bunnell, the leadoff batter, will hit. This ball is hit up the middle. It gets through. Merrill's going to try and score this run. There'll be a play at the plate. No, there won't. The Blue Jays have won the ball game. A 2-out double followed by a 2-out RBI single for Chase Bunnell, and congratulations to the Merrill Blue Jays. That's the first time all afternoon that they've led in this ball game, and they have defeated the Evergreens in 8 innings, 6-5. The center fielder, Cade Sievertson, was going to try and hustle that ball into the infield for a play at the plate. He bobbled it for a moment. It would not have factored. The Blue Jays have just defeated the D.C. Everest Evergreens. That's a really tough loss for D.C. Everest. This is a game the Evergreens led 4-0. They go down in defeat in extras, 6-5. Back with a recap after a 2-minute break. Back in our Fox Sports studios, a 2-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
When you're trying to eat healthier, organic, gluten-free, or vegan, don't be restricted by only a few shelves in the grocery store. Let Red Clover Market in Weston be your source for all your healthy and organic foods. Red Clover Market works hard to supply fresh and homegrown produce, meats, and dairy from local farms within a 100-mile radius. You'll taste the difference when you know where your food is coming from. All choices are healthy choices at Red Clover Market. Visit Red Clover Market on Schofield Avenue in Weston and check out this week's specials at redcloverweston.com.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of lumber and masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are, and at the right prices. Because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Plus, get delivery to your job site for just $20 when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 5/12. Subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Even if you're a big-time basketball fan, there might be a few facts about the game you don't know. Like, did you know the first hoops were actually peach baskets? Or that a warm basketball is bouncier than a cold one? Or that players can run as much as 4 miles during a game? Well, here's another fact that you might not know. It's actually really helpful when you buy a car. TrueCar also helps you get used cars. That's right, TrueCar isn't just for buying new cars. Don't get me wrong, they're great for that. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so you know if you're getting a good deal before you even buy the car. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or a used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Follow the Evergreens anywhere, live, play-by-play, and podcasts at everythingevergreens.com.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Athletic Park in Merrill. I'm Chris Conley, where just moments ago the Merrill Blue Jays have come from behind to defeat the D.C. Everest Evergreens. We went to extras today. The Blue Jays get back-to-back two-out hits in the eighth inning, and Merrill has won back-to-back one-run games. They beat Wausau West 3-2 last night, and they've now beaten the D.C. Everest Evergreens 6-5. Tommy Alston, the Evergreens relief pitcher, got the first two outs in the eighth inning, a ground ball and a pop-up in foul territory. He then surrendered a double to Peyton Becker, the number nine hitter in the batting order, driven in by Chase Bunnell, who singled back up the middle. Chase Bunnell was 4-for-5 today and is the offensive star for the Merrill Blue Jays. The Evergreens had a 4-0 lead. Blue Jays came back to tie this game with 4 runs in the fifth. The Evergreens retook the lead in the sixth inning on an RBI single from Cade Sievertson. But the Blue Jays had an answer in the bottom of the sixth. Neither team scored in the seventh. The Evergreens went 3-up, 3-down in the eighth, and the Blue Jays rally with 2 outs in their half of the eighth inning for a 6-5 victory. The Blue Jays with 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 8 men left on base. The Evergreens with 5 runs on 10 hits. The Evergreens committed 4 errors, and the errors were costly today, and the Evergreens left 6 men on base. The Merrill Blue Jays move above the Evergreens in the Valley Conference standings. The Blue Jays are now 3-5 in league play, and the Evergreens fall to 2-5. The Evergreens are 5-10 overall. We are scheduled for D.C. Everest Merrill baseball at Simon Field on Thursday. That we'll have to see if the rain holds off and whether the field is playable. We've got a lot of rain in the forecast tomorrow. We are hoping that things will dry out between now and then. The Evergreens have games scheduled Thursday at home against these Merrill Blue Jays and then Friday against the Mosinee Indians. Should those games go, you'll hear both of them on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. As we wrap up here, we will soon be switching to Athletic Park in Wausau, where the varsity game between Wausau East and Wausau West is about to get underway, and Tom King will have the call of that game, the second half of our Fox Sports doubleheader. Again, repeating our final score here in 8 innings, the Merrill Blue Jays 6, the D.C. Everest Evergreens 5, a tough loss in extras for the Evergreens today. Safe ride home, Everest fans, and thank you to everyone for the Merrill High School staff. Great hosts on a nice day for baseball here at Athletic Park. The only thing we didn't like was the final result. That's going to wrap up our D.C. Everest baseball coverage on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. This is Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to D.C. Everest baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Coverage of Everest Baseball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Tulusty, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm, Bone and Joint Center, Country Fresh Meats, DeVorney Orthodontics, Intercity State Bank, Abra Auto Body, Red Clover Market, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, and Brainerd Funeral Home. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.